Welcome to the Hemelradia podcast. If you'd like more information, please visit hemelradia.com. That's HEMALRADIA.com. Today, Hemel talks about relationships. This is an excerpt from a live call.
Everything is a relationship. You know, you're not just here by yourself, static. You have a relationship to anything and everything, and that's actually what defines you. Because, you know, it's like, how do you know one thing from another? It's actually its relationship to it and relationship to everything around it. It's like how do you know something until you know the boundaries and the edges, and those are what define the relationships. And relationships, as do you, change constantly. Everything is in flux. Everything is motion. So when you're working with yourself, whether you're learning something, whether you're doing therapy with yourself, you're working with your emotions, or you're trying to manifest something, or you're trying to attract something, you're working with an aspect of yourself. You're changing your own energy. You're changing. So anytime you make a change within yourself, you're changing relationships. Okay, you're changing the relationships within yourself, which actually affect relationships on the outside. So it's really about when you make changes within, you're changing your own energy and you're changing everything on the outside. So what I think what led to this, I remember when I covered this with the life map material, I talked about an example about how it's a story I heard about 15, 16 years ago where someone talked about how they worked with a client. This was just a story I heard generally rather than specifically someone I knew. This person mentioned that they worked with this woman who said her husband had disappeared. And he disappeared. She had no clue where he was. It was in the U.S., and I think she thought he'd maybe gone to Hawaii, or he was off the island, off mainland U.S., basically. That's what she thought. But she didn't know where he was or what to do or whatever else. So she was a little troubled by this. You know, she felt a little bit in the air about it and not sure, not knowing what to do. So she interacted with this person, and what they did is they worked with her relationship within herself with her husband, and I'll talk more about this, and I'll give you a way that you can work with relationships a bit later on in this call. So what they did, they worked with the relationship that she had with her husband. So they worked with the emotions, they soothed the emotions, but how she felt about the relationship. So this is the thing. You know, what you have within you, you have a representation of the rest of the universe, and that's what you work with. So when we work with your goals and when we do the things that we do, we're actually working with your relationship, your projection, your perception of something. And when you change that, you're changing your filters, which changes how you experience the rest of the universe. So, and that's all you have. That's what you have. That's who you are. So when I say we, but whether you work or when we cover the calls and you experience the material here and you make changes within yourself, the rest of the universe is within you. So when you change things within yourself, you're changing the rest of the universe. The rest of the universe exists is how you represent it, how you experience it. So when you change how you perceive the rest of the universe, whether it's the thoughts you think, whether it's the emotions, whether it's the beliefs, when you genuinely make that change, things change around you. So what they did with this woman is they worked with her experience around that relationship, and they soothed the emotions. They got her to sort of feel a sense of a relief and to have moved on from it. So what then happened is that was midweek, and she hadn't heard from him for, I think it was a long time, like many, many months. It was over 6 to 8 months, I believe. What happened is, I think it was the following weekend or just after the following weekend, out of the blue, she got a phone call from her husband, and he said, you know, I've been doing some thinking. Maybe we should just get together and sort this out and move on with our lives. So I think the relationship had been troubled, and he just disappeared, basically. So and then, you know, she had no news from him, etc. And then she did this work with herself, and all of a sudden he's in touch within a few days saying, I've been doing a bit of thinking, and maybe we should get together, have a conversation, and we can both move on with our lives. So, you know, you can put whatever meaning you like to it. In a sense, she'd worked with her own emotions, her own experiences around this, and you could say she'd had a manifestation. There was another example, there's another story, where this guy, he'd had an argument with a business partner, and it was a very strong argument, very vociferous and very strong, neither one of them budging. So what happened that night, he knew about this sort of stuff, so he worked with his own emotions. He said, okay, I'm just going to work in my own mind with the relationship I have with this person. So, you know, let me change the emotions, let me soothe the emotions, let me deal with them, etc., let me look at it from different angles. So he worked with himself overnight, and he soothes himself around this, basically. What happened the next morning is the business partner came into work, and he just said, look, you know, I've been doing a bit of thinking, and let's see if we can work this out together. So in a sense, it almost seemed like what he had done within himself had projected itself into the real life situation, just like the situation with the woman and her husband. So what is all this? You know, how does that happen? But isn't this what we all talk about? Isn't this why you're here, really, about manifesting, about, you know, how is it that, you know, you can change your internal world and it reflects in your outer world? And isn't that, I mean, it's all the same thing, really. It's all part of the same thing. You know, oftentimes people are wanting to attract certain things, whether it's material objects, whether it's money or cars or a job or a business or whatever it might be, or if it's a relationship or health or anything, or, you know, a relationship. So it's all the same stuff. It's all energy. So when you change something, when you change the relationship to something, you change your manifestation of it. So it's all about relationships. That's the key word here. And maybe also another word is interconnectedness. Because when you work with your energy and your vibration and your thoughts, you're changing your energy, you're changing your vibration, which is changing your relationship to the rest of the universe. So interconnectedness, relationships, it's all the same thing, okay? Or communication is another word. When you're working with your communication with the rest of the universe, you're changing how the universe responds to you, okay? It's the same with when you're communicating to someone else in your life, physically in your life, or as in someone that you know. It's also the same when you're working with your own body and healing your body. It's about interconnectedness. It's about relationships. It's about communication. Because I've covered this on other calls where I've said where oftentimes dis-ease occurs when we have negative emotions, when we have resistance, and it blocks the flow of information through our bodies. You know, every single cell, not just in our bodies, but in the whole universe, has information. It's intelligence. There's intelligence in everything. And how it responds to you and how you activate it within you and around you is through your energy and your vibration. So you have access to limitless intelligence, information. You have access to what the rest of the universe knows through your energy and your intention. Okay, it's by, as you change your own energy, you draw upon the reflection of that, and the cells of the universe literally respond to you based upon your energy. Okay, so I was saying a moment ago, it's also the same within your body. So when you have negative emotions or resistance, they block the flow of information so that you can effectively heal. Or rather, we may not be healed, but that's how disease occurs, when you have negative emotions about something. And as negative emotions build, it blocks the flow of information. So aspects of you start to decline, or they start to experience, you start off with negative emotions, but as it continues, it turns into physiological symptoms, and then they get greater and greater. So again, it's all about communication, it's all about interconnectedness, it's all about relationships. And again, relationships within your body, within your mindset, within your emotions, your beliefs, it's all interconnected. So it's the same with people as well. You know, the assumption we make with all that we cover here is that we're all interconnected. Everything, we're all part of a larger collective consciousness, a larger whole. So when you make changes within yourself, you're affecting your dynamics and your relationships with everything else. So that's the key thing. It's really about interconnectedness, relationships, and communication.
Thanks for listening. Remember, it's not too late to book your place at the Law of Attraction event in Australia with Hemal Radia. If you'd like more information, please go to www.loainaustralia.com. Bye for now.